I think that Mrs. Clinton is currently at the vortex of a perfect storm of legal misery. Her senior aides from her years as the Secretary of State, who are still very close to her, have been ordered to testify under oath in two Freedom of Information Act requests in a discovery context, meaning the ability of the lawyer to ask questions is wide and broad, and there's no judge there to sustain any objections. And two federal judges, one of whom appointed by her husband, have both suggested there is likely evidence of a conspiracy in the office of the Secretary of State when she was there to evade and avoid federal law. Add to that that in the very same week, the same people that are going to be examined in those two Freedom of Information Act cases are being called into the FBI and asked if they want to speak to the FBI, a very dangerous thing for any lawyer to allow his client to do. And after that, Mrs. Clinton will be called in.
The ultimate irony is that the reason she embarked on all this was to hide her communications from the world, from the Freedom of Information Act, from the Congress. That was the point. There's no other point in doing this. It's meant to evade subpoenas, inquiries, congressional committees. And now it's all over the world. I mean, everything is out there. We know that 22 of these were highly secret. And it's a perfect, the word condign was invented for this kind of retribution. This is condign punishment. You want to hide your official acts in a way that nobody else has, nobody else would try to.